Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The deadline for fire and EMS companies to apply for a Pennsylvania grant is coming up. The governor and state officials took a moment to thank first responders while reminding them help is available. The story from KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert.
Governor Tom Wolf says during the pandemic, EMS and fire personnel, many of them volunteers, have been on the front lines.
While they're doing so much more than they've ever done before, their fundraising capacity has been restricted.
He says festivals or fairs have been canceled and firehouse bars have been shut down.
It's really important that all of us recognize, especially now, how much that they're doing.
Wolf says August 7th is the deadline for fire companies to apply for some of the $50 million in grants. In addition to the grant, State Fire Commissioner Bruce Trago discussed mental health and wellness among first responders. As he says, in 2017, 123 first responders in Pennsylvania killed themselves, more, he says, than line of duty deaths.
So far in 2020, we've lost 63. 47 firefighters and 16 EMTs.
He says fire and EMS personnel trained to be physically fit. Now they can get free training to help be mentally fit while getting rid of what he calls the suck it up, it's part of the job mentality, and realizing emotional stress is real. At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio.